Bring it on in. No yadin lomos kedei shir chal b'shir. There's a minute to make a dough which consists of shir chal on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, which the place can say that today's measurements, the shir chal is a dough made up with 5 pounds of flour. Says Ramah, why would they do this? Lasis mehem l'chomim m'tzei alayim b'shabbos l'hu. The reason why people would do so is that if you have freshly baked challahs for Kavod Shabbos, so Erev Shabbos was a minute to make dough and bake it for Kavod Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah points out that the Ramah, besides the saying they baked the challahs for Shabbos, he said that they made sure that the dough was a certain size. The dough had no shear challah. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Ramah really means to agree. They say there's two in yonim in this minute. Besides the aim of Kavod Shabbos, to make challahs, they should have freshly baked challahs for Kavod Shabbos. There was another aim that we wanted that they should be able to make the mitzvah of Hafroshas challah on Erev Shabbos. And the Mishnah based this minute on a medrash, why, with this, where this minute comes from, to be making the mitzvah of Hafroshas challah on Erev Shabbos. Now, this minute, that many people have this minute to try to bake challahs, Kavod Shabbos and the Machr Shalom, is really questionable la'alocha. How is it that the dough that we make and we bake challahs for Shabbos, why is it that there's a mitzvah for challah on Tisha B'Av? This shaila is based on the Mechaber in Yerideya and Simon Shin Chavav that brings la'alocha. If someone makes a dough, even if that dough consists of a shear challah, but if he has in mind when he's making the dough to split that dough and divide it into pieces, which each piece will be less than a shir challah, halacha is fault. This halacha is based on a Yushalmi Masechet Challah, which Yushalmi discusses a specific case where in those times what they would do is Noshim would bring flour to the maker, and they would give their flour to the maker to make their challah. And after the maker baked this challah, he would divide it accordingly to those Noshim that brought him the camel. Now the Noshim that brought the flour, they didn't bring each one a shear. For example, each one of those ladies brought 2.5 pounds. So even though the baker at the time combined all the flour together, and the dough that he was making had 5 pounds of flour, had a shear challah, says Yushalmi that the Nachdim does not have to be Machter Challah. Why? Based on this halacha of Isa Isam and Nas the Challah Kabotzik is Potter and Achallah. Being that the baker intends to divide it, to distribute it to the Noshim that brought him the Kemach, therefore the halacha is, you're not mechuyav to be Machter Challah. So the shaila becomes, so when the dough that we make in our homes, the baked challah, even if you were to make it with 5 pounds of flour, what we do afterwards is, we divide it and bake it as individual challahs. Now, each one of those challahs, unless it's a shelah or a challah, doesn't have 5 pounds of flour. So each one of those challahs don't have a shear challah. So why is it that the dough that we make to bake for challahs for Kavod Shabbos, why is it that we're machter challah, we make a bracha, seemingly that we're chayiv to take a challah, l'chayiv there should be a p'tur of a b'isa isa manas l'chal kevotek, and we should not be machter challah from this. Now this question is really discussed by a lot of gedolei hakoyim, by the goyim, the tshuva b'safrayim, because the tshuva brings a lot of different yeshuva. We'd like to discuss two answers and maybe what could be the gea halacha l'maisa based on two answers, what the yeshuva of our minute is, why we're able to be machter challah even though we have in mind to divide them and bake them as individual halachas. So the goyim in Yerideya Simon Shin Chavav, he said the same thing in Shnei Solyo. He says that this halacha of oisei isa manas l'chal kevotek is not enough the fact that you would intend to divide it into separate pieces. It has to be that you're being mechalukit and you plan on giving it out to different people. The case that Yushami spoke about, like we said before, was a case that there was different nashim that brought them the camel. So Nachman wasn't only just dividing the dough and keeping them all for himself. He was dividing them for the purpose of being able to give them to different people. Says the goyim that the halacha of manas l'chalka is only in such a case when you're being mechalukit to give it out to other people. Says the goyim, therefore, when you make the challah in your house, when you're keeping all those challahs yourself, so even though you're dividing them into smaller pieces which those pieces don't consist of a sheer tower. However, being that you're keeping them all for yourself, it's lo adam echad, that won't be considered on nasa chalka, and therefore will be chayim chalka. That's what the Gemara said. V'chein nagu aviseinu va'avoyis aviseinu la'afrish v'shabes v'yondet. That's the pshat in this minute. And the Gemara said it so too in the shachar mevor. The shachar, when he brings down this din, he adds in la'anoshim har, which would seem that the din of oyis isam and nasa chalka is only when you're giving out the chalos, those pieces that you devoted to different people. However, if a person is keeping them all for himself, that also would be that you're chayim. Now, based on this answer, that the Goyim gave them, he was miyashar our winning, there's a very interesting shayla that I heard comes up a lot from the halacha l'maisa. One of the cases is that if someone is to want to give out chalos or shalos, one of some work, so you make a big dough, which has 5 pounds of flour. So you would think, okay, just like we have a minute to take off challah, even though you're dividing the dough, so do it, I'm giving out challah amongst. Now, based on what the Goyim taught us, that the only reason why he doesn't have a ptura when asked the challah is because it's la'adam echad, but so if you have intention when you bake the dough and you have a mind, you know what I'm doing with this? I'm dividing that, and all these challahs are going to be distributed to challah manas to different people, one might run into a problem that you should not be mafra challah with a bro. So the thing is, a shy halacha l'maisa, I've seen poiskim that pass in that you should, poiskim that you should pass in you shouldn't. It's a shy halacha what the halacha is in such a case. Now the ikar chiddush from the goyim of mechavish, that din of a manas l'chalak is only when you're being mechalak to different people and you plan on giving out those chalas to different people. The goyim himself is in grammas. It's kipshuta is mevura and poiskis not. Poiskis and brachas discusses the case that they would. The case was they had a dough, they would divide the dough into different pieces because they wanted to cook that dough. What they would do with it is put that dough in a pot of water in different pots. So, it's a place in that case, so Yechiel was the subject that maybe being that you're dividing the dough to cook the pieces of dough separately, and each piece that you were cooking did not consist of a sheer challah, maybe it should be potter like the Ptur of Isi Samen Aslachalkabas. Now, in the case of places, you weren't giving it out to other people, you were keeping them all for yourself. The purpose of this division was not to distribute it to other people. The purpose was that you wanted it, just cook it in different pots. So it would seem from places, the Goyim himself said it in the parentheses in the Birakra, that this place seems disagrees with the Goyim thing. And he holds that I'm not the chalik, if you divide it, even if it's being kept for the use of one person, I'm a pike that has a tour of a lazy isam not the chalik. Now, according to Tosfos, we're back to our kasha. We have to be asked, how is it that we are master challah when we bake challah at home? Even though I'm dividing it into 7 individual challahs, the Chayyur Kodesh told us that the Ptur of Isi Isam Nasa Challah is even when it's only for the use of one person. So why is it that, what is the pshat in Armin? So that the Divrei Chamudis in Hilchos Challah, Oichav, that he brings a different yishuv to the Armin, and he says, that the reason why we are allowed to be master challah with a bracha, even though we're dividing the dough to bake it separately, he says the din of manas l'chalak is only when you're dividing it for the purpose of baking it separately. Like the case of Pesach, what you're doing is you had a big dough and you divide it. You want one piece should go in this pot, another piece should go in a different pot. So being that you're dividing it for the purpose of baking it separately, that is going to be considered a manas l'chalak. However, if you're just dividing because you want to make smaller challahs, but really if you're baking them all together, it's one run, it's one production. This is what I'm doing with the dough. I'm baking them as challah. Then it's not considered an as challah, and therefore, in the cases that we're on our house and our homes, so we make the dough and we bake the challahs, so even though I'm technically dividing the dough into smaller pieces, but being that we bake them all together at one time, that's why. We're allowed to make a challah and we won't have the Torah of an asa. Now, based on the Divrei Chamin, this has come out a very interesting din halacha l'maisa also. I know of people that I know you that way, l'maisa. The people that wanted the Mekayim, the minig of Ramah, to bake fresh challah shops. However, the amount of people they had to feed with that challah wasn't a large amount. And to make a dough with 5 pounds of flour would be much too much challah. To make a smaller amount of dough, they wanted to do the mitzvah for Shabbat. So they came up with the idea that they'll make a big dough, and they'll divide the dough
into different pieces. They'll freeze the dough for the upcoming weeks. A small amount of dough they'll bake this week. The other part of dough they'll bake next week. So I guess at least week one, the first week, the dough will be big enough that they're able to mekayim the mitzvah for Rosh Hashanah. And then the other weeks they'll mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. Well, like this, they're chapping around everything, they're chapping around the Indian of being Mach Challah, and they're doing that every single week, like freshly baked challahs, they'll take the dough out of the freezer, bake it, and they'll have freshly baked challahs. Now, based on what Dibur Hamud has taught us, that might run into a problem. You might not be able to be Mach Challah in such a case. If the issue for our minute, why we're Mach Challah, the only thing that we're baking them all together, so if someone at the time of making the dough intended to divide the dough, to be able to bake it in many different weeks, you might have a door, but it's not enough to help. According to the Koyan, that the Koyan says that as long as it's for one person's use, that doesn't not consider enough to help, that even in this case, one would be able to make the challah with a bracha. However, according to the Dibur Hamudas, the Dibur Hamudas says that the reason why it's not considered enough to help is good on baking them all together, this Eitza might not be such a good Eitza for being able to make the minute of the. However, we have over here a machlokes, Tosis on one side, Goyim and Shach on the other side, is the dinner of an aschachalik, even when one person is making use of that. The Goyim hold, as long as one person is making use of that dough, it's not an aschachalik. However, Tosis hold, even when one person is using it, you're dividing it, then that is an aschachalik. Maybe we could explain the beer and that machlokes of Tosis and the Goyim and Shach. Based upon a hakira that Reb Chaim Kler and Sefer and Kedusha Rebbe Chaim Lomi. Reb Chaim Kler, what is the Yisoy Hadin of Isid Isa Manas Lachal Kabot HaKedusha? What is the Pshat in that? One side can be that the Yisoy is even though that at the time that I'm making the dough, the Isa has a sheer Chalwa and it's Mitzurah all together. We consider one dough as a whole that we have a sheer Chalwa. But being that you plan on dividing it later, that it should not be Mitzurah altogether. So we consider that it's divided right now. It's a concept we find in other places also called Ibn Ligzuri Shikazudam. That if someone has a plan to do something, we consider as if the plan is already done. That would mean that even though the Isa right now has a Shir Chalom, we don't consider it that it's all Mitzurah together. What's going to happen with this Isa at the moment is going to be Mecholot, we consider it Kichalukah right now. Or says Reb Chaim, you can explain it in a different way. No, not the shot is that it's missing its tzirus. It's mitzurah right now, this is a shir. Rather, it's a different din, and it's a din which is mesuyim to the halacha chal. That the shir chal which is required, for the chiyah chal, it's not enough that alone that the isa has a shir. Says Reb Chaim, maybe the isa has to pull through with the shir up until the stage of its becoming a lechem. When this Isa gets baked and becomes a lechem, it's not enough the fact that this Isa has a shear. We need that when this thing becomes a lechem, it should also have a shear. And being that you plan on dividing it into separate pieces and the won't have a shear when it's a lechem, that's why it's called that. So that thing will be on the swing that it didn't tell that it's going to be missing the shear when it becomes a lechem. Not because we consider it a chalukah now, rather, because we have a tour of the fact that the wound has a share with the lechem. So maybe we can explain as follows. The going in hell that the Yisoy HaPtur of Isis of Nasa Chalukah is the fact that we consider it Chalukah. So the going in that it's more that you're keeping everything to yourself, we're not going to consider that, a division. You're keeping it all for yourself, the fact that you're splitting it, we're not going to consider it Chalukah. However, place of hell, but the Yisoy HaPtur of Isis of Nasa Chalukah is that we're missing shear. I'm missing shear later in Lechem. So that fact that one person owns the dough later, that doesn't make that there's a shear in the Lechem. Shear in the Lechem means a tzir. The fact that it's owned by one person can only make that it's lacking in the Shem Chalukah. We can't consider it divided if it's owned by one person. But if the Yisoy of Oisim Samnas Chalukah is that I'm missing the shear, being owned by one person is never going to make that I have the shear. I'll always be lacking the shear in the Lechem, and therefore it's lost.